Okay, I think it cut me off. So I'll pick up where I left off. You know, whatever your common bond is, take it, run with it, and, you know, don't let go of those reins. You know, we live in the day, in the times now that, you know, we've got video cameras and phones and video chat and text messaging and pictures and all sorts of stuff that we can, you know, share with one another, with the world, with whoever, you know, with a press of a button or a touch of a screen. You know, and of course, the more, you know, lovers, the more love there is, there's going to be more hate. But you know what? Sometimes you just have to not feed into the hate, but you need to, you know, these haters I'm referring to, and these internet trolls, or even these news trolls, like, you know, these people that try to sell the news, sell it up for what it isn't, you know, trying to make a story out of it because, well, you know, only bad news brings ratings. So, you know, be thankful, you know, and, you know, feel that feeling inside, you know. You know, even though the world might be against you right now or right then, or things don't look all that great ahead, just keep reminding yourself that, you know, you have so much to be thankful for. You know, even in the face of disparity, you still have a lot to be thankful for. Even if you can't put your finger on, you know, all these things to be thankful for, or maybe there is only one thing that you can find to be thankful for, grab it, put your finger on it. That's the pulse. Keep your finger on the pulse, and you know, and share it with people you know, share it with those that you don't know. Heck, if you've got Facebook or Twitter, any kind of social media apps or belong to any of these sites, you know, share it publicly. You know, I read a lot of strangers' feeds and posts and things of that nature, and it just, I don't know, maybe it's like getting a fix, you know, to this drug that I need, you know, and I have the need for positivity and love, you know, not necessarily for myself, because I know if the whole world is against me, I've got, just to name a few, 4 other people back home who I carry with me everywhere that will love me forever, because I love them forever in a day. So to keep from rambling and you know, kind of going off on a tangent, I just want my listeners know and the world to know that I am thankful for, you know, everything I have, everything I don't have, everything that I have yet to gain. I'm thankful for, you know, the people in my life, the people that I've had in my life, whether it was good or negative. You've got to learn and take something away from each one of them. You know, I've had some real, you know, scummy people in my life, but I realized, you know, shortly thereafter, these people were, you know, removed, or I was removed from, you know, having them in my life all the time, that even though they are a negative influence, may not be the correct term, but even though they might be a negative, okay, I'll do with that, go with that, negative influence, there is something in there that is positive that you can take away. Example, here I go rambling. This apartment, my wife and I were living in at one point, raising our little lads. The landlord was a jerk, is a jerk, and he lived about an hour and a half, maybe, from where we were renting. So he had the apartment manager act, manager, quote unquote, act as the go-between, more or less. Basically, somebody to deal with all his problems because, you know, he was too busy to want to worry about these things. Now, this guy was a drug addict. He was selling his prescription medications to, you know, kids, to anybody he could find. You know, he was on public assistance. I mean, real, just, you know, the worst kind of person. But I had to deal with him. I had to, you know, do what I had to do because that's who I had to deal with. Unfortunately, I didn't have my head on like I do now, and I was still, you know, on the ropes, you know, learning how to be a man. And the day he made my wife cry, that was it. That was it, you know. And I took a stand. You know, I went into this battle with no ammo at all in my weapon, but knew that I still had my left and my right. And if that's what it came to, then, you know, it was going to be, you know, a battle of wits. You know, I'm not saying I'm going to throw down with this jerk, but, you know, even through all that, you know, that 99% of BS, I did find that 1% that helped me to be a better person, which in turn helped me to be a better husband, to be a better father, to be a better friend, and, you know, to be a better stranger, you know, so forth and so on. You know, so if you ever have that question of, you know, why is this guy in my life? Why is this person in my life? Why do I have to deal with you? And why? You know, sometimes the answer to these questions of why, you know, you don't have to look too far. Sometimes you just have to look in the mirror or look within yourself and see that, oh, I kind of put myself here. And then do something about it. Get yourself out of there. Find a way out. You know, and there is that silver lining and that dark, dark cloud. You know, the sooner we find those silver linings, the better things are, the better things will be for ourselves. The less suffering, the less drama, the less, you know, traumatic experiences there are for ourselves, or heaven forbid, a child or children that are caught up in these things, because, you know, to be honest, they didn't ask to be and to be born, or they didn't always ask to be in these type positions. So, as I said maybe 10 minutes ago, I'm gonna quit rambling on, and I want the world to know that, you know, how thankful I am for you guys and gals and boys and girls and all you children. You know, so very thankful. And I can only hope and pray that I continue to live and get healthier, be healthy, and stay that way. And, you know, same for my family and friends, so that I can keep going and share positivity, share these good things, share this love with so many others. My father had said, I spoke to him a little while ago, and he said that, you know, I'm a teacher, you know, not in the sense of because I'm a parent or anything like that, but because, you know, he and I have great conversations. He is, a lot of people love to talk to him because he is, you know, well thought out, and he puts what he's been through into his answers. And he said that I'm a great teacher. You know, I feel that if that's my calling, then that's my calling, you know. And I would love to be able to share these things, you know, these traps and pitfalls that are just lying in wait for young person or any person to fall into, you know. And if I could, you know, make a, I don't know, a career, maybe, out of speaking to children and, you know, and young adults about some of these things, and I can continue to educate myself on the things that, you know, I haven't learned myself, or that, you know, I haven't learned through life, you know, then yes, you know, I don't really have the smarts to be the, you know, your school teacher, but I think I can teach life, and the do's and don'ts. There's a business book out there for entrepreneurs. I believe it's called Do As I Say, Not As I Did. That's to help, you know, entrepreneurs, these first-time adventurers going out there trying to start their own business. You know, it's almost like, here's how not to fail. Don't do what I did, you know. Learn from what I did, you know, to make yourself better. It's good coffee. But as always, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for your time. Thank you for listening. There I go, being thankful again. Please hit me up through podomatic.com. You can leave an email, the one I check quite often, and right now it's about the easiest one to throw out there, is my damp69@live.com. And D is in Delta, A is in Alpha, M is in Michael, P is in Paul, the number 6, the number 9, @live.com. Thank you all so very much, and I'm gonna keep doing what I'm doing. Talk to you later.